This is a student forum of the Webster Groves High School newspaper, The Echo. Views expressed in this publication are not necessarily of Webster Groves High School, WGSD administration, or the Webster community, but of the student, staff, or citizen that is interviewed.
Here is junior editor Elise Keller on the new club Best Buddies.
Webster's newest club, Best Buddies, hopes to establish a global volunteer movement that creates opportunities for one-to-one friendships, integrated employment, and leadership development for people with intellectual and developmental disabilities, according to the organization's website.
Last year, senior Francia Munoz proposed the club. This year, Best Buddies was approved and has hopes to spread the mission of the international group. With sponsorship from special school district teacher Emily McIntyre, the club will meet every first and third Thursday of the month.
My hopes are that everyone feels included in our club. We want to create a place where anyone and everyone can join no matter what. I want everyone to get to know one another and create friendships through our club, Munoz said. About how she got the new club implemented into Webster, Munoz said, Mrs. McIntyre was actually the one who approached me about starting the club at our school. She wanted to help include the students of the SSD in our school. Of course I said yes. So she found Best Buddies, and we got in contact with them, and they were excited about it too. Students interested in joining the club have the choice of how involved they want to be. If you're able to make the time commitment to Best Buddies, then you can sign up to be a peer buddy, which means that you will be assigned a buddy or a person with IDD, an intellectual or developmental disability, Muno said. Students paired with a buddy are required to meet twice a month and encouraged to hang out more than twice outside of school. You are also required to make contact with your buddy every week, Munoz said. That could be eating with them at lunch or just sending them a quick text. Students unable to make a larger commitment have an opportunity to be involved in other ways. If you're not able to make that time commitment, then you can also become an associate member. Associate members are people that aren't assigned to a buddy but can still come on our monthly group activity. They can also help with our fundraising and other activities, Munoz said.
This has been another publication of The Echo. Thank you for tuning in. Music is Poppers and Prosecco by Kevin McLeod on Incompetech.com. To find out more information about The Echo, search wgecho.org for our website. Views expressed by this publication are not necessarily of Webster Groves High School, WGSD administration, or the Webster community, but of the students, staff, or citizen that is interviewed. Join us for another Echo podcast next week.